Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
All right, let's get into it on a Tuesday. Ooh, hey, how about this? Taylor and Travis were at George Karloff's wedding in Greece over the weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome. That is really great. Cool. How about that? Yeah.
That's cool for George.
Hell yes.
That's pretty sick.
And also, too, the odds are out for LeBron James's new team.
Ooh, hit me.
Cleveland, 1-1. Golden State, 3-1.
Yep.
Denver, 5-1. Knicks, 7-1. And then Milwaukee, 9-1.
Okay. Yeah. Those first two, I think, are the real ones. I mean, I think it's Cleveland and Golden State. Him and Steph have always talked about teaming up together.
Well, it's interesting that you say that after Kerr yesterday signing a 2-year extension.
It makes sense, right? Kerr wouldn't do that if he didn't think that they had something in plan. Hey, Steve, wait one more time. We're going to finish. You and Steph are going to leave together. We're going to try for one more little run at this. Steph Curry could still do it if he had a team around him. And LeBron, maybe with some more players. I don't know. That's fun.
I kind of like that, to be honest with you. I like that a lot better than Cleveland.
Yeah, that has way. Yes, I agree. Cleveland, we've seen it twice.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. And it's Cleveland.
It's Cleveland, yeah. Golden State is, you know, kind of where the old guys go, you know?
I was about to say, that is true. When you talk about jersey sales, talk about popularity, Steph Curry, LeBron James, as old as they are, still up there in popularity and jersey sales. Of course, always will be. All right, let's get to it. Speaking of jerseys, how about jersey retirements? We had our guy Marlins man Lawrence Levy. Great interview. Had him on for 30 or 40 minutes. You guys can go listen to that on the podcast page on Odyssey.com or at the Fan 965, wherever you find those. We talked about retirement and jersey retirements. The Miami Heat have retired Michael Jordan and Dan Marino's jersey. We talked about how weird that is.
Yeah.
And of course, we had a texter mention Shedeur Sanders and his jersey retirement over in Colorado. Ranking on your just jersey retirement weirdness scale. Start, bench, cut, Marino, Jordan, and Shedeur.
All right, it's all brought to you by Jay's Southland Toe as well. I am going to start Shedeur. I am going to bench Marino, and I am going to cut Jordan. Shedeur at least played for the team that retired his jersey.
That's true.
Marino at least played in the city in which they retired his jersey. Jordan, I have no clue why the Heat retired his number.
What is going on? You
I
can't
have no
just
idea.
Glaze and retire somebody's jersey. Because you like them.
I've never heard of something like that before. That's ridiculous. That's somebody on the text line just said, that's like us retiring Bumgarner's number.
Oh, ew.
Right, seriously, like, no.
He kicked your ass.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't. Maybe that was at the time when Miami was struggling to find an idea. But when Jordan, I mean, they came in 1988 or 89, so that was right before Jordan became really, I don't understand that one. That's a bad
one. And the
look.
Heat were solid right off the bat with Alonzo Mourning and all those cats.
They were
able to find a team. So interesting. Yeah, I've got the same ranking as you. Okay, we've got some new information, some schedule releases, as our guy Dusty Likens would say. Adam Schefter's got a new article. It's not a lot of new information, but basically he mentions that, hey, listen, here's some teams that the Seahawks could match up against week one. There's four now possibilities. I'm going to name you three of them, and I'll wait for the other one to mention it later. But possible Seahawks opponents for week one on that, what is that, a Wednesday? Is that a Thursday? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think they're playing that Thursday.
And then Australia's Wednesday?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Whatever. They NFL made it weird. Blame them, not us. Possible opponents for week one, Seattle, Chargers, Chicago, and Arizona. Seahawks opponents. Again, Chargers, Chicago, Arizona, week one. Start, bench, cut.
I would start Chicago because they'll build that as a preview potentially maybe of an NFC championship game.
Good call.
So I will start Chicago. I will bench the Chargers because, hey, I'll be watching that game rooting for Seattle. And in Arizona, who gives a rip?
Yeah, I'm going to start the Chargers because, and maybe we'll talk about this more later on this week, but I'm extremely hot on this team, specifically this offense. And I think Justin Herbert could have an MVP.
What's coming up at 2, Carrington?
Charger Mac. Mac Dot. So I'd go Chargers. Then I'd go the Bears because obviously I'm a Caleb Williams Glazer as well. And the Cardinals, I don't know. Like, I always think about the poster. It would be Sam Darnold and Trey McBride on that poster?
I don't know. You can't have the Arizona Cardinals as a featured team in your opening day. I mean, coming off a bad Super Bowl like you did that really just wasn't interesting, you can't roll the Arizona Cardinals out there.
No, you've got to start off with a heater.
Yeah, you do. And I think it should be, of those three, let's go with Chicago. Let's have an NFC Championship game preview, as they'll tell us. I like that.
Well, we know what our week one is. It is against the Denver Broncos. We don't know whether it's in Mile High. We don't know whether it's in Kansas City, but it could be either of those. Chiefs at Denver, Denver at Chiefs. And then, of course, the fourth option for the Seahawks week one is Seahawks versus New England. Start, bench, cut those. Chiefs at Denver, Denver at Chiefs, Seahawks versus New England.
I'll go in that exact order. I'll start Chiefs at Denver. I want this game to be a road game. Yeah. I want to go out there on the road in all whites, and I want to knock the Denver Broncos off at home in week one. I don't care if Bo Nix is 100% healthy or not. They'll say the same thing about Mahomes. I want to go out there and I want to get revenge against the Denver Broncos. I feel like that's where the season and yeah, the season, because it's not more than a season. I think that's where the season ultimately fell apart. I think that's where the wake-up call came, and I think that's where all of a sudden the, all right, here's what we're going to do in the offseason started to happen. That Denver game was as eye-opening as anything, and that to me right now, as I look at it, that is a revenge game. Right now, like that is a circle game. That is a revenge game. They exposed you. They exposed your head coach. They exposed your defensive coordinator. They exposed the fact that you were predictable. They exposed the fact that Xavier Worthy didn't know how to line up the right way. Like that was your expose out there in Denver. That is a major revenge game. So let's start with a win against Denver. Bench Denver at the Chiefs, and then I'll cut the Seahawks at New England because not my team.
Yeah, I agree. Seahawks, New England would be a fun game, would be maybe a decent rematch, especially we'd have the Rossini, Mike Vrabel storylines. But yeah, Chiefs at Denver's the play here.
We're going to have those regardless, aren't we?
Yeah, you're right. That's not going away. TMZ's not giving up on that. Yeah, Chiefs at Denver, man, it has all the vibes of this would be a great, huge game. You have the Bo Nix storyline, you got the Mahomes storyline, and then, of course, you could start your season off on the best note ever, winning at Denver, getting a division win on the road and kind of marking that off and starting off with that huge lead to get the season going. Because again, this team needs some good vibes to start the season.
Yes, they
with
do.
How last year went.
And again, a win on the road against Denver, that's a tone setter, bro. Like
that
gets your whole season moving in the right direction.
Yes.
And you know what? You go to Denver on Monday night and you win. You want to talk about people partying on Tuesday. Cause I do think while the excitement is clearly back for the Chiefs right now, there is still a little trepidation of people wondering, was last year the beginning of a downturn? You go out in Denver and you win that game on Monday Night Football against the Broncos, nobody's going to be asking that question on Tuesday morning.
I want to also increase this announcement, for whatever reason, as wrong as it is going to increase the conversation and the questions of, is Mahomes going to be ready? Even though it should completely cease all of those conversations.
Why would that increase the questions about that?
Because his name's going to be out there even more, and it's going to be week one. It's going to be Monday Night Football. Is he going to be ready? Big game.
I don't care if the Chiefs are playing at noon. You shouldn't be worried about Patrick Mahomes.
Against me and my friends running routes in the parking lot.
Right.
Mahomes will be out there.
Yeah.
We talked about Kansas City. We talked about great Kansas City moments. Again, that interview with Marlins man. Super fun stuff. How about this? Gordon Homer, game one, 2015 World Series. The Wasp, Mario Chalmers hits the shot. You got to start, bench, cut those.
Well, we're up against a break, and so we'll be back later.
No, you got to give me something.
All right. I'm going to start Chalmers.
Ooh,
bench okay. Gordon, and I'll cut Wasp just because that's the order they came in.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll go Wasp, Gordon, Chalmers just because it's not my team, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. There you go. Start, bench, cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow.
All right. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, we got some more information about schedule releases and a random question that I do want to ask you guys. We'll do that next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.